Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 21st, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Several Twitter users report receiving emails from the platform informing them that as of April 21st, accounts must have a verified checkmark or subscribe to Twitter Blue or its verified organizations program to run ads on Twitter. Advertisers already spending $1,000 or more a month on ads already receive a gold checkmark. The company has not updated its ads account page to indicate this potential change. This comes as the company began removing legacy verification checkmarks for users that hadn't subscribed to Twitter Blue. The Wall Street Journal sources say Apple plans to release an iPhone journaling app, tying the app into a way to address mental health. The app reportedly tracks daily activity, providing prompts to journal based on activities or who you interact with. All data would be kept on device, with prompt suggestions deleted after 4 weeks. Stack Overflow CEO Prashant Chandrasekhar said it plans to charge large AI developers for accessing the site's content starting in June. The site offers over 50 million programming questions and answers. Chandrasekhar says use of its data by large language models violates its terms of service, as coding data falls under a Creative Commons license that requires attribution to use it. In completely related news, Google updated its Bard chatbot with the ability to generate, debug, and explain code. Google warns that Bard might create code that doesn't produce the expected output, but says you can also ask it to just debug it. It supports 20 programming languages, including Python, JavaScript, Java, and C++, as well as assisting with writing functions in Google Sheets. Google announced it will merge its two main artificial intelligence research unit, Brain and DeepMind, into a single unit called Google DeepMind. The unit will be led by Demis Hassabis, the co-founder and CEO of DeepMind. BuzzFeed CEO Jonah Peretti told staff that as part of an overall 15% reduction in staff, it will shutter its BuzzFeed news unit. Peretti says the company will focus on its already profitable HuffPost, which it acquired in 2020, as its news brand going forward. HuffPost and BuzzFeed will open some roles to former news staffers. A startup founded by two ex-Apple employees, Humane, demoed a wearable personal assistant device in a leaked TED Talk presentation. The demo claims the device doesn't need to pair to a smartphone and clips onto clothing using a projected display to show information. Humane president Imran Chantri showed the device providing a summary of work activity, receiving a phone call, using a camera to identify a candy bar, and translating his speech. The presentation was light on technical details or any potential release date. Amazon launched the Anti-Counterfeiting Exchange, or ACX, designed to help retail stores label and track marketplace counterfeits. Individual stores and Amazon Marketplace sellers can both confidentially contribute information and records about potential counterfeiters to a third-party database, or just use the database to avoid doing business with shady partners going forward. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg informed employees they shouldn't expect more than 1-2% annual net growth in its workforce going forward. Zuck also said Meta expects to complete its 2023 layoffs in May. Adobe continues to integrate Firefly generative AI models across its creative suite. It's now added a new vector recoloring tool to Illustrator that can generate different colors and palette variations based on text descriptions or just sample prompts. A beta of the tool is out today. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports that an upcoming 15-inch MacBook Ultra portable laptop will carry the MacBook Air branding and feature two configurations, both using Apple's M2 SoC. Kuo revised a previous report, now saying this will likely be just a standard M2 chip with different core counts, like they do in the 13-inch MacBooks, rather than one being an M2 Pro variant. WhatsApp began rolling out a new feature for disappearing messages. Recipients can long press on a disappearing message and ask to save it. The sender will receive a notification and can choose to let them keep it or have it disappear like normal. Saved messages would then be displayed in a kept messages folder. And finally, Sony acquired Firewalk Studios, a company it already had a partnership going back to 2021, to publish an original AAA multiplayer game. Firewalk was founded in 2018 and has not released a title to date. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find the show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.